Hello.
Hello, good morning. We're trying to reach Marnie Moore.
From who's calling?
We're an independent research company, and we are conducting a survey, an opinion survey, about politics and important issues affecting the state and community. Are you Marnie Moore?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. We're conducting a survey, and your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers this survey. What is your zip code, please?
19139.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
68.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And from whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat? Donald Trump,
yes.
The Republican? Joe Biden,
yes.
The Democrat? Okay.
Yes.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or...
No, I'm not. I'm black.
Would that be not a Hispanic, Latino? Okay. And what is your race? White, black, or African-American? American Indian? Or
black.
Native? Thank you.
African-American.
Mm-hmm. Are you registered to vote or... Like
absolutely. Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the president.
Yes, I'm voting. Yes, I'm voting.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know if I'm voting for Kamala? Mm-hmm. Yes, I will.
And how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in
I go to the polls.
Okay. Is that in person early or in
yes.
person on election day? Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
I feel like it would be 10 if our black community would take heed to everything that's going on. So my answer would be a 4 because black people, they don't look at the importance of things that's going on.
Thank you for your response. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means
ten.
They're not at all motivated. Okay.
No, it's a 10.
Okay. Thank you. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. Joe Biden?
10.
J.D. Benz?
0.
Kamala Harris?
8.
Mark Kelly?
Is he Republican? Wait, I can't remember who he is. Mark Kelly. I will say neutral.
Okay. Barack Obama?
10.
Tim Walz?
I give him an 8.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Oh, honey, child. That is a 0.
Okay. Josh
that
Shapiro?
Racist bastard. Who?
Josh Shapiro?
Josh, 10.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. On a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried. A 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and a 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted?
That's a 10. Nobody should have to worry about that. People go through stuff.
Thank you for your response. The protection of Social Security or Medicare?
10.
Inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities?
10.
Election and voter fraud in 2024 elections?
Oh, that was definitely a 10. They shouldn't have did that. And wait, 10 means what?
10 means very worried.
Yes, 10. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Racial profiling among police?
Oh, 10.
The affordability of housing?
10.
Fighting discrimination and systemic racism?
10.
The crime rate in my community?
10.
The conflict in Palestine?
It's a 10.
The banning of Black history?
Oh, definitely a 10.
The availability of resources for K-12 education?
10.
Lack of dependable transportation systems?
10.
Voter suppression in 2024 elections that makes it harder for certain people to vote?
10.
Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights?
Say that again.
Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights?
10.
Thank you. Now, I know it is a long way off, but if November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm Democrat, so that's who I stick with that team. And sometimes their beliefs are not always right, but I always stick with the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Would that be Democrat Kamala Harris then?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your response. Is that more for a vote? Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
No, it's more of a vote for Kamala Harris. I don't like anything that Trump does. He's just as racist as he want to be.
Thank you very much for your response. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures a nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote? Making no difference?
Somewhat. Yeah, absolutely.
Somewhat more motivated to vote?
More motivated.
Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, makes no difference, somewhat less favorable?
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. Represents the Black community.
Do she represent the Black community?
Allow me to repeat the question. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. The first one is, represents the Black community.
Somewhat.
Is a political insider?
A lot.
Would that be really describes her?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The third one, locked up people that should not have been?
That happens a lot in any race or any kind of political situation. So I would say not a lot.
Would that be described a bit?
What you said, describe a bit? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry about the second one. Is a political insider? Would you repeat your answer again on that one? I didn't select it.
What was the question?
If it is a political insider, if really describes, somewhat describes, or describes a bit, or really does not describe?
I'll tell you somewhat.
Okay. Early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Fights for people.
It doesn't matter what you like or who you like. Mm-hmm. I think she fights for all people. So I'll say, you said somewhat, or, yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Governs with kindness and compassion.
Very much.
Thank you. Is progressive?
I'll say neutral.
Would that be describes a bit, or really does not describe?
Oh, describes a bit. I'm sorry.
No problem. Now, I would like you to tell me more about Vice President Kamala Harris. I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference. As CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide. Would you be...
Would I be what?
Would you be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Somewhat more?
Yes.
Okay. Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Somewhat favorable.
Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African-American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party.
Somewhat.
Somewhat more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
Yes, they all need to be held accountable, so I definitely agree with that.
Would that be much more favorable?
Yes, much more.
Okay. Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
Favorable. More.
Much more favorable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. It's only a few more questions for us to end. I appreciate your time. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
Okay.
Thank you. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
I'd say 8.
8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or third-party candidate Robert F.
You asked me that question already. You already asked me that, and I said Democrat.
Thank you very much for your response. We're about to finish. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Kamala.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I hope a lot.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I'll say 8.
Would that be a lot, some, or little?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? TikTok, Facebook, local TV news, Fox News, Twitter?
Local. I don't watch Fox News, local news.
Okay. You can select
CNN, local news.
And...
All right.
What about network news, ABC, CBS, NBC?
All of them.
Thank you. Local newspapers, MSNBC, Snapchat, CNN?
CNN.
Thank you. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in these group chats? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, or not often at all? Or I do not use group chats.
No, I don't chat with them. They send me text messages, but I don't get into all of that.
Got it. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm strong.
Thank you. And I guess we're a couple of questions to finish. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living
no.
in a partner?
Single.
Thank you. And are you the parent of guardian or of any children under age 18?
No, I'm a grandparent.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate?
Oh, I don't get into that. No, I don't. I don't discuss what I make. I'm sorry. So you can put on here, decline to answer. That's nobody's business.
Could we choose less than 24,000? Because there's no other available option in this one. I'm sorry.
So where are the options?
Less than 24,000?
No.
Between 25 to 34,000? Between 25 to 44,000? Between 45,000 to 54,000? Between 55,000 to 64,000?
65 to 70.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Have a good day. You're welcome. Bye-bye.